If you, like me, are not a fan of hot weather, this is not a week we're going to enjoy. Temps will be in the 90s, and the high humidity means it's going to feel like it's over 100 all week long through Michigan. Weather and public health experts tell us we in Michigan had better get used to heat waves like this because this is our future, and that is raising health concerns. The current issue of Our Detroit has a story that looks at what those concerns are. It's called Warning on Warming, and writer Eileen Wolf joins us here in the studio. Eileen, how likely is it that we in Michigan are going to have to acclimate our hearts and lungs to the kind of heat we're feeling this week?
Oh, I think it's already here, and I think it's probably only going to get worse. It'll be more important for us to acclimate ourselves. If you look at a map on EPA.gov, you'll see that under the best case scenario, Michigan summers will be like those in Missouri and Arkansas. Under the worst case scenario, they'll be like the summers in Texas and Oklahoma.
So let's talk, Eileen, about what this means in terms of health challenges. So what will our kids and our grandkids have to deal with?
Well, as my article says, I think we have to look at three different factors. One is insect-borne diseases, what the public health community calls vector-borne diseases, and that could be West Nile virus, which, of course, we've already contended with, and things like dengue fever, which had an outbreak in Florida a few years back. The second thing I think we need to worry about is pollution, both particle pollution and ozone pollution. And unfortunately, the most recent research has shown that particle pollution can actually cause the onset of asthma. The third thing that we have to worry about is weather, like, you know, heat, storms, severe storms, which we're seeing here in Michigan. We saw Hurricane Katrina. We saw Hurricane Sandy. And in addition to the storms, we would be contending with flooding, displacement from our homes, like we saw in Grand Rapids earlier.
Yes, we did.
And things of that nature.
So what should be on the climate change to-do list for state and county health officials?
Have a plan. Put a plan in place. Learn from other communities. Look at their benchmarks and put a plan of your own in place.
And for us individually, besides just complaining about the weather?
Well, I think there are a lot of things people can do. I'm a big proponent of keeping yourself healthy so that you don't have to take a lot of medicines or have high health bills. Of course, that's not always going to work, but why not sort of buy that kind of insurance? And I'm showing quote marks with my fingers. Why not buy that kind of insurance so that you can withstand these kinds of conditions? The better condition your heart is, the better condition your lungs are in, the more the chances are that you're going to be able to withstand those kind of heat stresses.
Either that or you move to the Northwest Territories and hope that it doesn't get
but
up there.
If you love Michigan, here we
right.
are. And I love Michigan.
I know what you mean. Eileen Wolf's piece in Our Detroit magazine is called Warning on Warming. It is in the current issue of Our Detroit. And she joined us in the studio. Thank you so much, Eileen Wolf.
Cindy, thank you for having me.